Robin and Candace, y'all need to make up, okay? Because this is crazy. You letting something that don't really have nothing to do with either one of y'all affect y'all friendship, and I don't like it. It's not cool, it's not necessary, and I need y'all to fix it, okay? Because y'all friendship, I actually really enjoy. Even though they don't show it a whole bunch, I know that y'all are friends. I know that it's a real friendship, and y'all need to get over it, okay? Fix it. Y'all, let's get into this episode. Okay, y'all, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm sorry for the delay. Life, sickness, baby, holidays, all that stuff. But we gonna try to get current before the new year with Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm not gonna front anybody who was listening to Love and Marriage Huntsville. I stopped. I kind of lost interest, but I might go back and try to record the episodes and get caught up. But I don't know. I'm just the only storyline that really matters as far as Love and Marriage Huntsville is not like. It's kind of sad, and I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do there, but Real Housewives of Potomac, we gonna stay on this, okay? So please bear with me. I appreciate y'all. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. So the ladies slowly trickle into the pending dinner party that was supposed to be for Karen's birthday. And it kind of wasn't for Karen's birthday, but it still kind of seemed like it was for Karen's birthday. It was a little confusing. But Mia still seems a little upset about her spat with Karen. The ladies go together at the table for dinner. And as a tribute, they decide to share memorable, funny moments they had with Karen. So they go around the table. And Candace brings up the wig shift, which was hilarious. But you know what? After I think it was like after that season and beyond, Karen was like, y'all not gonna catch me slipping again. Cause that wig collaboration, I think she was like collaborating with a hairstylist and selling wigs. Whoever that person was has made sure, you know, for the most part her hair has been on point. There's always a few looks that you're like, not so much, but for the most part, she's been on it. Then Ashley talked about when she wore Karen's wig when they were on vacation, and her and Robin were, you know, kind of giving like a little imitation situation. Giselle brought up the, if your husband's in prison, make sure he don't drop the soap. Clink, clink. That's definitely one of the most memorable Karen moments. The controlling the kiss with your tongue. Robin said that was her favorite moment. And Karen gonna talk about some. Well, you got a ring after that, so it must have worked. And so Robin just played along. She was like, I guess you're right. But you could tell she was like, yeah, no, ew, yuck. And then Mia's was when G stuck his tongue out at Karen, which was very strange. It was very strange. And I was like, she like laughed it off. And I'm like, is this low-key uncomfortable? Is this like foreplay for y'all? Like, what's going on here? Because I would have been like, sir, don't be, maybe not in front of her, but I would have been like, we're going to have some words. Because why are you sticking your tongue out at people that are not your wife? Like, why are you doing that? I'm your wife. What are you doing? And you did it in front of me on top of that? Like, bro, what? I don't know. It felt very disrespectful, but that's just me. Anyway, during the dinner, Fire Eaters come out and they perform. And they do this real funny thing where they make it look at slow-mo. And Karen's like, oh. And she was like, she thought it was sexy. Giselle was like, this is doing something for you? And she's like, I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was like, all right, you know what? Whatever floats your boat, Karen. This is your 5'9" birthday. So boo-boo, do you. Okay. I don't see it. Okay. But maybe I had to be there. I don't know. I don't know. Karen talks about, no, wait, hold up. I fell off. Oh, Ashley asks if Mia and Karen are good, and Karen ultimately feels that a breakdown of communication is the issue, and that she really does have some sympathy for Mia because it was some disrespect. Lord, this I already know when they had a reunion, this is going to be a main topic of conversation. The fight between Wendy and Mia, but then it's going to be all about how Robin and Giselle reacted and how Candace was triggered by it. And just like, I don't know, it's very strange that the fight that's amongst two people is about two other people instead of focused on the actual fight itself. But I feel like that's what's going to happen. We'll see. But yeah, you know, Mia, and I know I talked about it before, Mia was wrong, okay? Mia was absolutely 150% wrong for what she did, because you started some drama off a business that wasn't yours, okay? You let Petty Peter get in your ear, and you took that, you took the bait too easily. You lost control. You threw the water. Wendy is not wrong. Yes, she is allowed to defend herself. She is allowed to hop up and have words. Absolutely, 150%. I will not disagree there. However, I do believe that she know, when you know that you're on an, I mean, I'm not saying that Mia is not intelligent or anything like that, but when you know verbally you're on another level, yes, you can say all day long, you shouldn't be able to, I should be able to say what I want to say and it doesn't exact violence. Absolutely. But you also know when someone's not on your level, and not only are you saying things that you know is like picking at them, it's like you're picking at them because you want them to react. I don't know. I just feel like it's like I want to give Wendy credit because she's so smart that she's like kind of like a couple steps ahead. You know what I'm saying? And Mia didn't even realize it. Like she was getting you and you didn't even know it. Like you were taking the bait, just boom, boom, boom. Right. So like it looks worse because Mia, you are worse because you actually took physical steps to try to harm her. And the Orishas and the gods were protecting her down. Okay. But we cannot say, like, anytime there's a fight, let's just take them two out of it. If you're somewhere and people are fighting, we'll just say verbally, sometimes how else is the argument supposed to come down unless both people either get separated, which is what should have happened. They should have gotten separated and stayed separated. You know what I'm saying? Like it should have been like with the security pulled her away. Someone should have pulled Wendy away. Jacqueline should have pulled me away and been like, listen, you need to calm, like, just cool down, you know? Like, Mia's like, no, I'm good, and I thought she was, but then it just went back to 25, okay? Now, Robin, that's my favorite, I think that's clear. I felt like I wish she just would have not gotten involved. Like, just don't get involved, this is not your thing, and you know, I'm sure that edits are going to show you in a certain light when it came to that. But it's the fact that people are so focused on Robin and Giselle's reaction and not the actual fight. That's weird to me. Like, y'all don't like them so much. And it's strange. It's just strange. It's strange. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I got off topic, because every time I think about this episode, because they're still in Miami, it's like you cannot acknowledge the fight. And obviously there's things that happen in a fight that are kind of consequences of the fight. So anyway, back on topic. Basically, Wendy was telling lies. And that's why Mia still was in her feelings. Like the disrespect, it was still bothering her because she felt like, Wendy, you just straight up lied, you know? And for her to, you know, I'm fresh off the fight, be like, I didn't do anything wrong, but you did. Not the same. They're not the same. But you weren't completely innocent either. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, moving on. Candace has, she says she checked in with Wendy and asked if she would come back. And Wendy says she thought it would be best to stay away for another night. That's another thing. And I may have brought this up in another episode. They kind of made it feel like Wendy's getting cut out. She's being ostracized. And whenever they show clips of Wendy talking, Wendy very much gave, I'm good over here, y'all. Whether it put her in a different light or because she's like, I don't have to deal with y'all. I can have my own space or whatever. Wendy didn't seem like she was, like, the first night, yeah, she was emotional. But after that, she didn't really seem like she was hurting. I mean, getting left out for sure. But the whole accommodations thing, I think Wendy was like, I'm good over here, honestly. I could just stay over here because y'all get on my nerves. Or because I know that if I come back, I'm going to have to share a bed with Candace. And no disrespect to Candace, but like, I'd much rather have my own bed because I'm a grown woman. You're a grown woman. Period. That's just me. That's just my opinion. I just think that Wendy staying wasn't just because of what happened, especially after like the first, 24 hours or so. I think she was just like, I'm just going to go ahead and just sit this one out, we'll just stay over here. So anyway, Karen makes note that it was nice to see Ashley and Candace playing nice, and they said they agreed to table the beef for the situation. And then the discussion goes to the tweets Chris put out in regards to, it was some confusion whether they were about Ashley or Giselle. And Candace was like, it's probably about both of y'all, to be honest. Like, I mean, he feels a way. And I'm going to let him say what he has to say. He's a grown man. And Ashley being messy, I could definitely feel Ashley at work. And she almost did it in such a way that, like, people weren't focusing enough on the fact that Ashley was stirring the pot, especially when it came to Candace. It's like, it was written all over her face. It really wasn't like, oh, I didn't see that. It's like, if you pay enough attention to Ashley, Ashley was working. She was working. She knew what she was doing. She was making sure to throw a little salt in the game. That's what I observed. But yeah, so they, Candace starts, obviously she's getting defensive because now she's, kind of having to defend Chris. And she's basically like, they're like, I mean, what did I say that was wrong? And this is where I get very like, I get very like torn, because I feel like, yes, Giselle bringing up this issue on camera when she could have texted Candace, called Candace at any time and expressed this, I think that it was, to have a moment to have on camera. I will agree with that, okay? It's not hard to believe that was a moment that she saved for when you guys were actually on camera, with you on that. But after that, I have not heard her go out of her way to mention Chris at all. Other people have talked about it. She's participated in conversation, but I have not heard her say, oh, we need to talk about Chris again because I'm still feeling disrespected. She said what she said. Obviously, Candace did not receive it well, and I'm not saying she was wrong for that. And then it was pretty much that, as far as Giselle initiating, that's the only time I saw her initiate a conversation. However, it keeps being about all these, lies and whatever. What I just felt like, get mad at her because she brought it up on camera. And because it makes you question how you feel about your husband, obviously. But don't make it seem like she's just constantly talking about him. She's constantly making it her storyline, because it could have been dealt with and done like the first episode or the second episode. But now I'm about halfway through the season and it's still a topic. And like, I'm done. Like, can y'all just I'm done with it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. Like, I don't want them to talk about it anymore. Candace feels like the two of them are miserable and she doesn't want to talk about the rumors. And, she goes down the line like, you got something to say? You got something to say? You got something to say? And these are those moments where it's like, it's hard with Candace, because I think Candace is amazing. Great. She's like one of my favorites on this show. But I want her to remember what it felt like to have the shoe on the other foot, okay? And I want her to, sometimes I want to be like, just pause before you say something. Just pause before you say something, because I know you already got something in the chamber, okay? You got one already cocked back and ready to give it to somebody verbally. But sometimes she says, right? She could say like really, really mean, nasty, hurtful things that can never be unsaid. They can't go away. And we can basically disintegrate a relationship, and words can hurt, okay? They're not physical, but words can be hurtful and harmful as well. And so sometimes I just wish she would just slow it down, just think about what you're saying before you say. You're very intelligent, and I just I just want her to slow down. Because the same, I mean, her behaviors haven't really changed, right? Like, she's still doing the same thing she did in the first few seasons where people weren't so sure how they felt about her or she wasn't their favorite. It's just that now she's finally rubbed off on people in a way that they like her. They like her story. They like that she's making her dreams come true and all that stuff. But just the way the tide can turn for you, it could turn around and go bad. And I don't want that for her. I want her to stay on the up and up. So sometimes I just wish she would just slow it on down. But yeah, Ashley gets frustrated because she thinks Candace, you know, was kind of like going like a, you know, she said, why are you acting like a firing squad? Like, nobody's doing that to you. And I kind of felt Ashley there. I was like, you're doing too much. You're just being mad at everybody. And we understand you're frustrated, but like, it doesn't have to spill over to everybody else. Charisse expresses frustration that the ladies can't get. Sorry, y'all, I'm still in the same scene, the first damn scene, and we're 15 minutes in. She expresses frustration that the ladies can't get together without drama. And Mia says she thinks it's strange she doesn't want rumors spread about her husband. However, she's supportive of someone spreading rumors about Mia's husband. And Candace feels, she kind of feels like, well, if I respond, you know, I'm kind of damned if I do, damned if I don't. If I cuss y'all out, y'all gonna be mad and say I'm aggressive. But if I just want to move on, it's an issue. And Jacqueline says, okay, well, then you're just dismissing people's feelings. And Candace starts piping up at her like, I'm sorry, I'm not addressing me as representative. And they go back and forth for a hot second. And it was just a mess. Because it's like, it's just too much. It's too much. The next morning, the ladies get ready for the events of the day. And Wendy says, you know, she stayed to enjoy the trip and celebrate Candace. She's not going anywhere. Charisse and Candace talk, and Charisse like, I want you to have a good time. Like, I want you to be able to like hang out with these girls. And Candace expresses that her issue is with Forehead, which I think was mainly Ashley, but also maybe Giselle. So yeah, there's that. And I just kind of felt like, I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. It was just this Miami trip was a perfect storm of just ick from beginning to end. Mia has activity scheduled for the ladies. So Karen, Giselle, Mia, and Jacqueline have their amazing event for the day. And then Ashley, Charisse, Robin, and Candace have an event that was like, womp womp. And so they go their own separate ways, and they think that they're the latter four ladies think they're going to be on a boat. They don't know it's one of those boats where you kind of like, you know, the drink, I forget what they call, but it's like a table you sit at and you're drinking and it's driving through the city, but you're also pedaling. I don't remember what that's called, but it was like that before boat. So they're doing the work pedaling the boat. I don't know. Why people pay for that. It seems like it didn't even look as fun. Like the one where you're at the table and you're outside and you're going through the city and you're drinking. It's like people really have a good time with that. But the one on the boat, like it seemed like everybody was like, oh, and the snacks were, oh. So yeah, so basically not as exciting, not even close. And Rob is not excited to be on a boat with Candace because she feels like she's being an asshole. And on the way to the boat, Candace brings up that she wants to invite Wendy, and she says like, but Robin, I want to make sure you're good with it. And I could tell Robin was just like, I don't want to do this, but it's whatever. Like, I think she kind of felt like if I say no, then I'm going to look like that. I'm gonna look like the jerk. So fine. It's whatever. It's fine. But like, you put me in a weird situation. You know, me and Wendy aren't basically like, you know, her and Wendy aren't good. And it's not even about trying to ostracize Wendy. It's just like, when you don't like somebody, you're not going to be like, hey, you want to bring Wendy along? Because I know she hasn't been around. That's not real life. Like, real life people, if I don't F with you, I don't F with you. I'm not going to invite you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get invited and I just happen to be there, I'll keep my distance. You know, we can keep it cordial. I personally don't really have a lot of beefs that I outwardly experience, like where people are like, oh, I just don't like you. I mean, it has happened, but not very much. That could also be because I stay in my house, in my business a lot. But For the most part, like, I'm the type of person, like, I don't want drama. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't give me any joy. It doesn't fuel me. I just want to be at peace with people and have fun. That's it. That's all. Nothing else. But I just thought it was like, you guys have unrealistic expectations. People, viewers, people in the experience, like, when you're not good with somebody, you're not going to turn around and be like, yeah, invite them. Invite them to come. Now, I think it's because Wendy was the person who was attacked. I think that's why it's kind of like, well, why is Wendy being put out instead of Mia? But it's like, it's Mia's trip. Like, this is a weird circumstance where this is Mia's trip to Miami. So it's like, you can't kick the host out. Like, I mean, if she had done something like even more egregious, perhaps, but like, it probably would have been like, everybody's just gonna go home because you're hosting the trip, you're putting everything together. So, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, it's just a weird situation. But Robin just is like, that's fine. And you could tell she cares, but she doesn't want to rock the boat and be that person who's all difficult. So Karen, Mia, Giselle, and Jacqueline go drive Lambos. I mean, what? That's way better. And they were super excited about it, which they should be. They got to drive through the city. I would have rather done that instead of the boat situation, because it was mad awkward. Back on the boat, after exchanging pleasantries, Ashley asked Robin, what's going on with the wedding plans with Juan, and you can tell she really does not want to talk about it. Like, you could tell she was real hesitant, and she was like, we're probably gonna just do something just like small, like just the four of us. And Ashley's like, are you guys gonna elope? And everybody's staring like, are you gonna elope? And she expresses like, I'd much rather talk about this in front of people who like I know care about me, and not do this. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was, maybe it was, I forgot who it was, but someone was like, everybody loves you, Robin. And in the confessional, Candace says that she's disappointed about Wendy being left out, and she feels like everybody's doing the dirty work for Giselle. And I feel like y'all are just giving Giselle way too much credit. Like, I'm a fan of Giselle. I'm not gonna sit up here and say that I'm not, because I am. But when people say stuff like, I feel like y'all are trying to get this person pushed out the show, I feel like y'all are trying to make things happen. Why do y'all think that the Green Eyed Bandits have that much power? Who told you that? Who told you that? It probably would take the whole cast pretty much icing somebody out for that to happen. Now, of course, if you have Giselle has beef with somebody, 9 times out of 10, Robin either's gonna play neutral, unless it's someone she really, really likes. She's either gonna play neutral, or most likely her and Giselle are somewhat in agreement about the person. So if I don't like you, I'm not gonna go out of my way to be around you because we're not cool. Like, Giselle and Wendy aren't cool. That's it. That's all. And clearly they do things differently, right? So I don't know. I just think it's weird that it's just like this thing of like, I'm disappointed in you because of how you're handling the situation. We got beef. We ain't cool. She can come if she wants to. I haven't heard anybody say, don't invite Wendy. That's one thing I will say, at least on camera. I haven't heard anybody say, don't invite Wendy. I don't want her to be there. It's just a matter of not being like, hey, Wendy should come too. She should come and enjoy this experience. Because if y'all not vibing, you probably don't want that person to be there because they might F up your vibe. It's simple. It really is. And I feel like people put 20 on 10 and I don't understand. But anyway, getting back on track. While they're getting ready for I'm sorry, Robin plays a video for Giselle of Candace, and it's alive. I don't know if it was old or new, but it was alive of her talking about the ladies and how none of them are loyal and they're all out just to promote their businesses. And you can tell Robin is coming from a hurt and an offended place. Like, you could just the way that it bothered her. That's how you know. That's to me, and I talked about this in a previous episode, how you know that she really cares about somebody, because she may not say you hurt my feelings, but it's pretty much obvious that she's coming from a place of like, oh, so I'm grouped in with everybody else. Like, I thought we were like, you know, this is like a big sis, little sis relationship. And now you're basically grouping me in with everybody else. And I thought we were better than that. That's the interpretation that I got from the situation. Now, Robin could have handled this a little differently. I have to agree with that. But girl got to make checks. You know what I'm saying? When she don't say something, y'all think she's boring. When she decides to pipe up, y'all say she's a villain. So it's like, what do y'all want? Like, people are so fickle. And that's why everything can't be determined based off of public opinion. Because if that was the case, the Green Eye Bandits would have been gone a long time ago. And the show probably wouldn't have been as interesting. Just saying. Just saying. Some people love to hate them. That's what I gather. I guess. I mean, people tuned in to love to hate Candace at one point. People tune in to love to hate a lot of people, except the Grand Dame. I feel like she pretty much is good in everybody's eyes, even though I side eye her sometimes. Robin is clearly offended, especially after she felt like after she stood by and supported Chris. And I got what she was saying, but I feel like people tried to make it seem like, see, her intent wasn't genuine. She just did it because she wanted to, what? I don't know. She wanted to manipulate Candace? She wanted to be on everybody's good side? I don't know. I don't know what people feel about it, but I got where she was coming from. I understood what she meant. But yeah, her feelings are hurt. She wants everybody to know that Candace is out here talking mess. So while waiting for everyone to show up, Candace talks about Wendy joining them on the paddle boat. And she also talks about how she thinks that Wendy is the missing piece of the group and that she should be there with the ladies for dinner. Mia expresses again that she does not want her there. On the way, Mia lets Ashley know that Jacqueline thinks Ashley is cute. This is on the way to their final dinner. And Mia also talks about how, you know, she's talking about Jacqueline and how she shared her man with Jacqueline. She said it was like some dude who was really good in bed and she just could not cut him off because he was putting it down. And Mia knew the dude was unfaithful and she couldn't leave because the D was that good. So she told Jacqueline to try it out. And she said Jacqueline still talks about how it was the best she ever had. So then everybody's like, wait, so y'all have shared a man? Y'all saying y'all haven't done anything together, but y'all shared a man and this is weird. And what does that mean? And there's layers to this relationship and friendship. Y'all taking showers together. Like, what is going on? I don't know. The ladies arrive at the restaurant and Ashley, listen, messy Ashley, MIA, was all about Ashley being messy. I'm sorry, I don't care. She was being messy. She steps away and basically calls Wendy and invites her. And she let it be known after she sat down that she was inviting Wendy to drop by and had a nerve to have an attitude about it. Charisse feels it is wrong to invite Wendy without talking to anybody, everybody. And Mia calls Ashley a little brat. Ashley calls Mia a bully. And Candace wonders why Jacqueline is not jumping in. Why are you not jumping in as a representative while the two of them bigger? Which I'm like, Candace, why do you keep inserting yourself? Why? Like, what? Why? As far as I know, you and Jacqueline barely know each other. So why are you coming at her? I don't get it. Robin tries to get Ashley to put herself in Mia's shoes, asking how would she feel if she got into an altercation with someone and then somebody invited that person without speaking to her. And Ashley brings up the other night and Wendy, this is after Wendy arrives. I'm sorry. After Wendy comes, Ashley brings up the other night and, you know, between her and Mia, and Wendy takes ownership and apologizes for her part in the altercation. Mia does not return that same energy. And I was just like, It's like you can't force somebody to do something they don't want to do. But I kind of felt like if after what you did or tried to do to her, she was willing to take some ownership and kind of sort of apologize, then you could at least meet her there, like put this ish behind you. But I mean, what can you do? You can't make people do stuff just because you think they should. I'm so sorry, y'all. Robin decides to play. She was like, this is my moment. So she decides to play the audio of the live that Candace recorded expressing the fakeness of the other ladies. And Robin wants to know if she was talking about everybody, because she said everybody. And Candace says that she felt like it was an ambush. She immediately gets very hurt by this. She felt like it was an ambush. And I was like, that's kind of not really true, because it's just one person. Like, I mean, definitely you were caught off guard. Definitely I could see how it could hurt your feelings. But, you know, this is the part where I was like, Robin, like, you couldn't have pulled her to the side. You couldn't have sent her a text message and been like, can we talk tonight? Because I just want to clear things up. We could sit by the water, by the pool, and talk it out or something. I don't know. Candace says she feels like she's looking at Robin differently after this was shared. And I'm just like, but you put it on social media. Like, yes, you didn't want to be put in the hot seat because you did not see it coming and it kind of blindsided you. I totally get that. But it's not like you sent a personal message to Robin and then Robin got mad at you and was like, nah, F that. I'm sharing it with everybody. You went on your social media and put it on live. They were going to hear it if they even keep up with what the blogs say. They were going to hear it one way or another. So you already made it public knowledge. So I kind of felt like this is displaced. This is weird. It just doesn't make sense. And Candace said she felt like Robin was the only true loyal person until this incident. Like, she kind of goes around the table because everybody's looking really confused. And like, other people were also kind of like, oh, you talking about me? Like, I'm one of these people that you said basically ain't shit, because I'm confused. And, you know, like she said, Robin was the only true loyal person until this incident. And Candace did not back down, okay? She feels Ashley is disloyal and shady and does not like her. Ashley is definitely shady. I don't dislike Ashley, but Ashley definitely has had many moments where I'm like, I'm looking at you sideways. Like, I feel like because people get so focused on Giselle, that Ashley kind of slides under the radar for doing similar things. It's not because of her complexion. She just knows how to do it just in a way where it's like, I'll do it, but I'm going to kind of hide in the shadow of this other person, because then maybe you'll focus on them and not me and the things that I'm doing. That's what it gives. She says she feels the same way about Giselle as far as being disloyal and shady. I disagree with that. I think that Giselle is loyal to the people she really cares about. She's loyal to Robin. She's loyal to Charisse. When her and Karen are good, she's loyal to her. I think that had the situation with Candace maybe gone a different way, I think her and Candace would still be cool. I think that Candace, and I'm not saying Candace was wrong for feeling the way, because I think Candace felt like, you're not going to do, hopefully you're not going to do that to me, because we don't really have no issues. So you wouldn't do that to me, and my husband hasn't done anything to you, so you're not going to betray me like that. You know, I think that's why Candace is so hurt about or so bothered by what Giselle did. Candace clarifies that Karen was not grouped in with that statement she made. And then Ashley, messy. She was like, she tried to drop. She was like, well, didn't Candace say something about Karen dating other men? Like, she said it just like that. Like, I don't know if this is like true, but Candace was talking to me about something about you, like, dating another guy. And I was like, first of all, Ashley, you've heard a rumor about Karen dating another guy before. So don't act like, I mean, I don't really know. Like, I'm not 100% sure, but, like, this is kind of what I heard. Like, that was the energy she was giving. And I was like, ooh, girl, you are, That's not cool. And Candace is like, I didn't say that. Karen get, I mean, Karen went from 1 to 59. She got mad. She cussed Candace out and she walked away. And Candace gets up. Again, I think it's just the combining of Robin blindsiding her, Ashley adding some stuff on the thing, Karen being mad at her, because we all know that, at least in the past, Candace looked at Karen kind of like almost like in a mom role, even though Karen was like, oh no, let's go more like big sis. I'm like, you, yes, but like you're probably close in age to her mom, so it kind of makes sense why she would look at you in that way. But yeah, I think all that is why Candace got so upset. So she calls Chris and she's crying to him. And, you know, it starts raining. And that's it. The dinner's over. The trip has ended on a sour note. Miami was a bust. Giselle goes home and the rest of the ladies decide to go to another spot after the dinner. And they show 4 hours later after shots and partying, the ladies are getting along. There's Candace and who was it? Candace and was it Jacqueline or Mia? I don't know. They were showing nipples on to the camera. Wendy and Robin seem to be making up, and Wendy's like, "I'm so sorry," and they like laughing together. I mean, everybody was lit. They was drunk. They was feeling it. Mia, at some point, she went back to the house. She stopped partying with everybody. Oh, yeah. Mia and Karen were dancing together. Like, they were having a good time. And Candace and Robin get into a fussing match in a car that Ashley records. Because Candace is pissed at Robin for playing the video in front of everybody. She's cussing at Robin. She's crying. Candace calls Robin fake. And Robin's like, I'm not that person. I think even Ashley says, like, no, Robin, that's not who Robin is. And child, it was a mess. A complete mess. Just garbage. And that's how the episode ends. And I was just like, wait, this is what we're doing? This is what we're on? I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. And I need Candace and Robin to make up. Okay? Because boo. Boo hiss. Boo hiss. So yeah, that's Chile. That's episode 9 of Real Housewives of Potomac, season 7. And I'm gonna try to come back and do a review of 10 and 11. So then when we go into Sun, I don't know if there's a new episode Sunday, but maybe yes it is. And if so, I want to be able to start fresh, you know? Usually I'm like one episode behind, not two. So at the very least, let's get 10 out and we'll reassess. Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you so much if you listened this far. I truly, truly appreciate you. If you have any questions or comments, suggestions, you can go to gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. Just come in peace and love. Peace and love and good energy. I appreciate it. But yes, thank you so much. Share with a friend, share with a coworker, share with a cousin. You can catch me on Google Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts. So yes, until next time, thank you so much. If I don't put out this podcast as soon as I want to, Happy New Year. And let's make 2023 the most amazing year yet. I'm out.